Okay, we are on Simin Nun Dalet. Halacha Zayin. Simin Nun Dalet, Halacha Zayin, which is on page Reish Tzadi Gimel. Okay, page Reish Tzadi Gimel. B'Zayin, Zayin. B'Samim Shichukim. Spices that have been crush, she'ervam in sugar, sukkar in sugar, habesam, what bracha do you make? Do you make bracha shahakal on the sugar, or do you make a bracha on the besamim, which I guess would be, you know, you're eating the besam, so I guess it would be barpri adama. I'm assuming it's an herb in this case. Habesam heimu ikar, b'bracha na'leyem bracha haru'i lechem, you make a bracha on the besamim, which would be barpri adama. Al ego is muskat, what's that? Mushkat? Bore Pio 8, Al Kinamon on synonym. Okay, so you make a Bore Pio 8, Al Kinamon, you make on synonym, you make Bore Pri Huadama. The Chain Al Zangibil Ginger Bore Pri Huadama. So even though these things, these besam, these are spices, cinnamon, ginger, and muscat. So muscat is a fruit. And the other ones are vegetables, herbs. You make a bari pri ho adama, even or bari pri ho eitz, respectively. Even though these things are coated in sugar, they're coated in sugar, you still make a bari de ikar. Halacha l'maisa, what bracha do you make on chocolate covered nuts or chocolate covered raisins or all of these things that you get from shlach manos? Big shaila, not so simple, because ruba de ruba, most people their ikar kavana is for the sugar. They don't even know what's inside. How many times you go to a Shalom Zohar or to a Vart and they have some, you know, some nibbling away there. What in the world is inside of these goblets? Okay, it's a thick cover of sugar. Who knows what's inside? There can be some alcohol inside, some rum, or there can be some nuts, can be peanuts, can be, you don't know what's inside. So it's not simple. Many Paiskim say that when it's an extremely thick coating of sugar and you don't even know what's inside, you don't even care what's inside, and you're just eating it as a sweet, you would make a shahakal. That's the halacha. Others say no. If you're kavan, I want the peanuts, I enjoy the peanuts very much, and okay, the sugar enhances the peanut, then you make a bari pri
Huadama. Absolutely, that you don't want to eat throwing the coat, because if you try sucking the coat off and eating the fruit, you'll see at the end you'll always bite into the fruit.
Well, there's not too much
cooking. I don't know. Okay, so chocolate bar, you have a small piece of nuts in shahako. You want to make a bracha on there. Very good question. You have a chocolate bar and they have like little pieces of nuts inside.
Hershey
almonds. No, you make a shahako. Because the almonds is not there. Unless in your kavana is the ikris for the almonds. Okay, I take it back. It's not so clear. There are different opinions. It depends upon your kavana. Nessie bar is much thicker. The nuts are much more significant. That's the point. You have some of these almonds, these chocolate bars. They have just little teeny pieces. I saw the Farish in one of the halakha, they had little teeny pieces of nuts, they're not significant. The ikar is the chocolate, the nuts are just there for flavoring, and you, even though it's, you can actually see the nuts, but it's all mixed together, like we learned yesterday, the ikar is the chocolate, the ikar is not the nut, you make a bracha on the chocolate. But if you have something like the Nestle's, what's it called? And I know you're talking about. That's very significant.
A lot of the stuff now is not real chocolate. Also, check it out. It's chocolate flavored. They take a.
But it's sugar. But it's sugar.
What's the difference?
It's still shahako.
Chocolate is sugar.
Yeah, but you're thinking of it as
you're buying for the bar, and they cover it with the sugar. They just cover that. For a flavor, but you're not buying it just for the coating.
Okay, let me read what it says over here. This is Igris Moshe. Okay, according over here, summarizing Igris Moshe from the Piskei Tshuvos. Omnam ein lilmud mikan. Again, the Kitzur says here you make a bari pri hoadama or a bari pri hoetz, and the sugar is insignificant. He says, Omnam ein lilmud mikan l'masha motzui bezmanenu oisam shkedim ve'egoizim b'za'atam. We have almonds and we have nuts, oitzimukim, raisins, hamechupim b'shichvas chocolate, ova, a thick coating of chocolate, or b'shar minei mistika, other types of sugar, sweet things, shavadai. Now this, I know exactly what he's saying over here. Shavadai, it is certain, hakavono ho'ikaris hi ha-chocolate. Okay, that's what he says. Now you go by Shom Zocha, you take one of those things, those goblets, and you eat it, and there's a raisin inside, or there's a raisin, or your kavan is the chocolate. The yeish levarch shahakol, the apri safik imtsarch bracha. It's a safik if you need to make a bracha on the fruit that's inside.
What about Viennese crunch?
That is,
you want the nuts.
No, the Viennese crunch is certainly the nuts. Certainly, you can see it. Of course, you that the Viennese. See, that's the difference. That's like the Nestle crunch. That's already the. It's that's what I'm saying. The yei shel shakav v'nochon levarich al pri achar lifter oiso. Okay, look what he says. V'nochon, the proper thing to do is levarich. He basically is saying it's not so simple. You can't be mevarer. So what do? You're in trouble. You go to Shalom Zach, what bracha do you make? It's a big problem. The best thing is to take real nuts. There's a grape on the table, or there's some nuts on the table. So make a burei pri ha'etz, and then take something to drink and make a shahakol, and you're covered. But if you're just going to eat the candy itself, you really, it's a very big dilemma what to do. Or Yizar Limsai, so he says, what another solution? Suck it. Don't eat the nut. Just put the thing in your mouth and suck it. Or Yizar Limsai, it's koidem at chocolate. Shemagia lepri, yoitzi enemy piv.
Make a broccoli.
This is very strange. You taste not manners. They're not going to let you come back next time. You suck it, you spit it out, and then make a bracha and eat it. Put it back into your mouth. No one's going to do that, right?
Who's advising you?
Igris Moshe. I don't know if this is he's quoting over here, summarizing from the Igris Moshe and the Be'er Moshe.
So maybe the same thing with
Shalom. Another condition when you make the shahakol, you should have kavanah not to be moitzi the nut, because maybe the nut requires some bracha. If you're going to make a bracha on the nut at a later point in time, so it could be that it's a bracha levatola. So what is he saying?
If you were chayiv, could you make both brachas at the same time and just get?
No. You don't. You don't make two brachas at the same time. That's not the way it goes. You make brachas, two brachas separately, and each thing separately. There's no thing making two brachas at one time and then eating something. You make a bracha if you have a dish.
You take a slice of fruit and you put it on a peanut on the same thing. You have two. So you should make it, eat it separately?
Yes. Like you have a sandwich, a chocolate sandwich. What are they called? Ice cream sandwich. So you're supposed to make a mezonos. If you enjoy the mezonos, it's not so simple. If you have pleasure from the mezonos as well, you're supposed to break off a little piece of the mezonos. It can be hard sometimes.
Why can't you make both brachos together? What's the problem?
I think it's a hefsek. Because if you're going to make the
it's the tzerech achila.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't think so.
I've never heard anyone doing it, but
it doesn't matter. It's like with the shechianu. It's like the shechianu. No, the alatilas yadayim is meant for the wash. There's no hefsek there. Like the shechianu. When do you make a shechianu on a new fruit? So you make the shechianu first. And then you make the bracha of the Bari Priyo Eitz. Because you're not supposed to be mafsi between the Bari Priyo Eitz and the shechianu. And the fruit.
No, you make the fruit per plates and then the shechianu.
Different opinions. Okay. I take that back. There are different opinions. I take it back. It's a very common. There are different opinions.
You know, make a bracha and then shechianu. Right?
All right. Maybe you're right. That's Kiddush is different, because Kiddush you're making it on the even the Bar Pri HaGafen it's not 100% on the Yain. The Bar Pri HaGafen is the L'chvod HaYoyim. I take it back. I don't know, but let's just focus here what it says. The bottom line is it's a no win situation to eat chocolate covered nuts. Or chocolate-covered raisins, or chocolate-covered who knows what, whatever is inside. So what do you do? The only thing, the proper thing to do is to avoid the problem and make a Bari Priyo Eitz on one thing and make a Shahakol on something else, and that way you avoid the problem. Or like what he says, if you have no choice, you're all alone, and no one's watching you, and no one's it's not going to ruin your Shaduchim for your children, or your grandchildren, or your great-grandchildren, because now they check, you know, and go all the way up to the Doris, and they find out that you didn't make the right bracha on the chocolate-covered covered things, whatever, it's not going to be good. So what do you do? So the other solution is, no one's watching, you suck it, you make a shahakal, and you suck it. It's practical, no one's watching, you do it at home, no one's watching. You suck it, you shahakal, you have kavan, you make the shahakal not to be moitzi the fruit. You suck it, and then after you suck it, you then spit out the fruit, and then when your mouth is clean and it's empty, you make boi pri ha'etz, and then you eat the nut. And then the rest of the container, smooth sailing.
We're going to sell a new type of chocolate coated that the shear of the chocolate is less
That's what he does say. He says on the very top that if the amount of sugar is very insignificant, that's what he's talking about, these type of crunch bars. The Nestle crunch bar and these type of crunch bars, or are you talking about, what's it called, what did you mention, that thing? I like it very much. I know what you're talking about.
The Viennese
crunch. So there's very little, there's not that much chocolate. The crunch is much more significant than, maybe not. I don't remember clearly.
They have a new measuring tool. You go to
I don't know. All right, so okay. At least we have over here the issues. We have over here the ideas. You go to they have today Baruch Hashem a lot of these colored brachas books, and you can take a look and see what it says. There a lot of these things is going to tell you the footnotes. Some do this, some do that. All these get you more mixed up than. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha ches. Hashay se Hashem is as. This is not nogia halacha.
Yeah. Someone is, let's say, allergic to wheat.
Yes.
And he's eating a wheat product.
Sakonis nefashis.
He's not allowed to make a bracha.
L'chore not. It's poison to him.
Right?
Yeah. It's not a hanoah. It's sakana.
If you're allergic to something and you eat that food,
peanut butter.
You're not allowed to make a
bracha. Why are you eating it if you're allergic? If you know what it is,
right.
Why would you eat it?
You wouldn't eat it in the first place.
What? You made a mistake. Somebody served you something.
That's not the same.
Yeah, that's after the fact.
You weren't going to make a brocky. You didn't know what
that's after the fact. This someone drinks shemen zayis. If a person drinks olive oil, it's not healthy. It's a sakana to drink olive oil. It's not healthy. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. No bracha. It's a mazik. Bimnei shehu mazik. Lo. V'im ervo im shardavam. Let's say you mix olive oil with something else. Hu atofel. So since it itself is not proper to drink, it's only there to enhance something else. Of course, you make it a tofel. Mevorech rak al ha'ikar only the ikar. Ach. Im yesh le'ez zemechosh. The only time you make a special bracha is the person is ill and doctor's orders. Is there any such thing today? A doctor telling you to drink olive oil? Any such
different oils there.
Cod liver oil.
No. Olive oil. Olives, not those oils.
Mediterranean diet.
Only olives, because olives are from the Shiva Saminim. Other types of oils, they're not. You're going to make a shahakal and other types of oils. But only olives. What?
If you make the salad dressing.
Salad dressing.
Out of olive oil.
So you drink it for what purpose? So we're saying it's mazik.
No.
Then it's tofel. It's tofel to the salad. It's tofel to the salad. You're making on hadama on the salad. It's a tofel.
There used to be in Eretz Yisrael when they didn't have food. That was your breakfast. You took
olive oil.
You dipped something in olive oil and you ate it. Sure as a bright.
So whatever the dip, it's only a dip. It's still, but it's
no,
not the ikar.
The oil is the ikar. It's like the herring.
That's mazik. In halacha, olive oil is called the mazik. You don't make a bracha on olive oil. If there's a tofel, there's something else. So then anyway, not going on. The only time a person would consider olive oil to be an ikar is only if the doctor says you have to drink olive oil. It's good for your health. Your condition, you suffer from a very rare condition, and this is what you need to do. So then you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? So since it's from the Shiva Saminim, you make a borei pri ha'etz. Very rare halacha. Rare halacha. Ach, in yesh. It's only for refuah.
No, but the fact that it is a refuah requires a bracha as well?
Yes, if you have hana, absolutely, if you have hana. Only time is water. If you have no hana from the water, then you don't make a bracha. The only thing you do not make a bracha upon in this world is water. If you do not have pleasure, you just drink the water to help
you. Take a liquid anti-diarrhea medication.
Yes, and it's flavored. And it's flavored. So yeah, it's a very big. We discussed that it's a very big machlokes. Anything which has flavoring, the ikar hadin needs a bracha. Problem is the ikar is that it's for medicine. So, but you have flavoring, you're having pleasure from the flavoring. So it's a very big dilemma what to do. The best thing to do is to make a bracha shahakal on something else for pleasure, and then take the flavored medicine.
Even non-flavored, let's say vitamins.
No, if it's not flavored, are you having hana water? No, vitamins is not. You don't make a bracha on vitamins. Vitamins, you don't make a bracha. That's not called. It's not a chila. Then they make a bracha on the water. If you're thirsty for the water, then you make a shahakal. If you're not, you make a bracha on water only when you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha. Something which is flavored, you make a bracha. Medicines which are like an Advil. Advil, all the Advils I know are coated with some sugar, right? There's some sugar coating on the surface of the Advil.
Yeah, to make it shiny.
It's not just to make it shiny, it's to fool you until you feel...
The reason is because a lot of medicines in the natural state are disgusting taste. Toothpaste, for example, is horrible taste, so they put in a taste...
But you're not eating toothpaste, you're not eating. It's not going down your stomach.
You have to watch out with little kids. You try to teach them how to brush their teeth.
They swallow it.
And they love it. They suck on the toothbrush because they love
it. It's flavored.
The flavor. It's like gum. There's nothing in it, but it's the flavor.
Okay, but let's see. So on Advil, okay, if you swallow the Advil, you don't make a bracha. But if some people, they suck it. Some people, not everyone is able to swallow. Some people have a fear of swallowing. So let's say you suck an Advil. So you suck the Advil, so it's derech achila. Derech achila, it's medicine. But the first 10 seconds, it is hana. It's a sugar. Try it. It's sweet. So it's a problem. It is a real problem. What do you do? There is no solution. The only solution is to make a bracha shahak on something else. Unless you swallow, you don't make a bracha. Someone that doesn't have a problem, then you just there's no bracha. Let's go further. Hashoyt se shemen zayis k'moshuch ainim bracha lalot abemeshu masik v'lavim rebo v'mishar midivam. You mix something else. Who atav bracha regaliker? Ach, im yesh to eiz emechosh. Shalu tzarech se shemen l'refuah. You mix it with something else then. Since your kavanah is on the shemen, here is the exception. Even it's the niyot. Since the only reason why I'm drinking this is because I need it for the medicine, then so that's it becomes for me the ikar. Let's say you have a combination. You have over here this potion that has a mixture of water or some juice and olive oil, and might have a double kavana. On the one hand, the only reason why I put an olive oil is because I need the olive oil for food. On the other hand, I'm also thirsty for the orange juice. The imutsame the ikar kavanas and lishtos some of my kavanas from thirsty. Ela sha'agav who noisim by shemen lirufua mevarch rak al hamashke v'chein hadin im noisim sech hamashke egois muskat. Can you put into some type of drink nuts? Other type. Then this is mamish mamoshes. We're not dealing over here with olive oil, because olive oil is a special bracha. It's something even when it's in liquid state. But here you're putting into a drink. You're putting in pieces of nuts into the drink itself, like a chunky type of drink. Ay kinamon or synonym, ay zangibil, a ginger. There's these things by themselves. You would make a bari pri ha'etz or bari pri adama. There's linon bosar. Hakavana, we follow the person's kavan. If your kavan is because you dafka want the ginger or the synonym or the nuts, you would make a bari pri ho'etz or bari pri adama. But if your kavan is you're thirsty and you want a flavored drink, then you would make a shahako.
So now you take orange juice and you mix it with water.
Yeah.
Your kavan is to have a flavored water. You're not interested in that.
Doesn't make a difference. Orange juice anyway, shahako.
So let's take a pomegranate. What juice is the...
There's every single juice. No. The only juice is olives. Only one juice.
Tomato
juice. Shahako. There's only one juice that has potentially you make a bari pri ha'etz, and that's olives. Because olives are from the Shiva Saminim. Tomatoes are not from the Shiva Saminim. Apples are not from the Shiva Saminim. Oranges are not from the Shiva Saminim. The only thing that potentially can make a bari pri ha'etz on its juice are...
You said beets juice. Because beets are...
No, that's an exception. Because that's a new halach. If you have a food and the food is not edible raw, it's only edible in its cooked state, and you're cooking it for the purpose of... For the juice and for eating, then you make a bari pri ha'adama. And there it's cooking. There's another reason. First of all, it's not edible raw. Number two, cooking we learn is better than squeezing. When you squeeze something, we learn it's not the ikar tam. That's not the ikar. But when you cook it, that already gives the liquid more chashivas.
I think, what's the, how do they process our flavored drinks? Does it cook, pasteurize?
Whoa. Flavored drinks.
So all the flavored drinks are cooked anyway.
They're only cooked for pasteurization purposes. They're not cooked in order to produce. All different types of sweetened things. The ikar is always the shahakal. All types, the small coating of sugar and all these types. The liquor is the fruit, like we learned in the repetition we said before. And the bracha you're going to make is on the fruit of the vegetable, and the sugar becomes a tuffel, and you don't make a bracha on the sugar or chocolate, you make a bracha on the fruit or vegetable. Okay, that concludes the laws of ikar v'tafel. Now we go on to the laws of kedima bracha. The next sim is very complicated, and there are many different opinions. And when the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is taking a stand, and the Mishnah Berurah Kamat disagrees with everything that we're going to learn, and there's also a Kaf HaChayim, which disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. So when you all finish, you have really three opinions in every single prat of the halacha. You have the shitas of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, and the shita of the Sardin, the Kaf HaChayim. So when the day is over, you're all mixed up.
Yeah, but you can't go wrong.
Mi sheyesh lefanav minei peros harbe. You come to a Shalom Zachar. You have in front of you all different types of fruits. Okay, the Balabasta did a real super job, put out on the table a real spread of all different types of fruits. There are grapes, and there are figs, and apples, bananas, and they're cut, and they're dried, and they're sugar-coated, and this coated, and that coated. So what are you going to do now? Which one do you make a bracha first? Well, what do you like? Get mixed up, right? It's like sometimes you have a desire for I always have this. Once I go to a certain place in Borough Park every so often, and right near door there's a grocery store where they sell every candy you can possibly imagine, every type of nash, and I get hungry, so I also like to nash. But when I walk in there, most of the time I walk out empty-handed. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't make a decision. They only had one thing to buy. I would buy the one thing. Someone make the decision for you. But you get so overwhelmed. So here you're overwhelmed with all these types of fruits and vegetables. Which one should you make a bracha on first? Wow. You have an appetite. You want to eat them. Well, that's the first key. The first rule is you are planning to eat from them all. If you're only planning to eat from one, then there's no problem. Just take the one that you want to make the bracha. But I'm going to anyway eat from all of them. And they all have the same bracha. Upon which one should I make the bracha to be mitzi the others? In birchot seim shavos yivarech. So here, right again, the controversy. Al zeshu choviv lo v'chofetz bo yoyser. So the first thing he says, chov is the yikar. So right away, let me tell you what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, for one thing at a time. Before we go further, I'm sorry, let's talk about how do you define chaviv. Let's say most of the time, 6 days a week, I like product A. This is chaviv. But today, it just happens to be, I'm in a different mood. I like this one better. So how do you decide chaviv? Is chaviv roiv most of the time, or today? The moment. So this is a very big dilemma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'miyesh lefanav machal shiragel tamid liyoyz chav olav." It's normally machal achas shechav olav achshav yoyzer. Yeishayimim sheyachdim lebrach al machal shiragel. Chav is determined what's normal liyoyz chav olav tamid. But that's according to the Mishnah. That's how the Paskins. The Mishnah Berurah says chaviv is determined what you normally consider to be chaviv. The Kaf HaChayim disagrees, and he says v'yesham shivarach hamash chav olav achshav, the moment. Okay, so interesting machlekes. Now that's all going with the assumption that we're going with what is the determining factor called chav. Okay, so let's go further. Let's say they're both equal. I like them both the same. Azai. Then, im yesh b'neiem mimin shiva shenishtamcha b'chem eretz Yisrael yivorech olav, then comes shivas ham. You have grapes and you have oranges, and to me they're both the same. I like grapes and oranges exactly the same. Then the rule is, you, since grapes are from the shiva samin, you make a brach on the grapes. Now what else does he say? Even though the grapes, or let's say dates or figs, they're only chatzi, whereas the apple or the orange is complete. So here's the rule, the kitz shulchan aruch, chaviv comes first no matter what, now, which appears to say even if what's chaviv to you is not from the shiva saminim, I enjoy apples more than grapes. What bracha do you make on, what bracha do you make the weights on? On the apple. Because to me, the apple is more chav. Chav has kedima over shiva saminim. But if it's not more chav, everything is equal, then I make a bracha on the shiva saminim, even if the shiva saminim is not shalim, even the shiva saminim is a chatzi pri. We'll see soon later on that there's a mailon being a bracha on an object which is complete.
What's a chatzi pri?
It's cut, a full apple. Now, before we go further, that's what the kids. So the kids' rule is chav comes first. Now let me read what it says over here from the Piskei Teshuvos. Hine hamechaber kan pasak shechaviv odif mimin shiva, like we just said. Uve mishne brura pasak kadeya b'shulchan oich lahatim min shiva. He disagrees. If you come to a shalom zachar and they're serving you apples and grapes, and you love the apples, and the grapes you do not want, you do not, but I'm eating both, because I want to eat both, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. You must make the Bari Priya Eitz on the grapes, because the eight grapes are Mimin Shiva. The Yesh, Apostle Shezimim, and some say, a third opinion, this is the Shulchan Acharaf, okay, giving the whole smorgasbord of opinions. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's up to you. It's a toss up. Whatever you want to do, you come to a place and you have shiva saminim, you have not shiva saminim. Do whatever you want to do. Some say chav is adif, some say shiva saminim is adif. It's up to you. But he does say one thing, that a person should be consistent. A person should take upon himself one approach in halacha, accept upon himself, and he should be consistent in how he conducts himself in all times. So let's review. Bottom line here is, we have over here Chaviv versus Shiva Saminim, Tzemachleikis, the Kitzer, and the Mishnah Brura. Kitzer Chaviv Adif, Mishnah Brura Shiva Saminim Adif. What is called Chaviv? That itself is a machlaikis. Does Chaviv depend on the moment, or does Chaviv depend on what a person normally, look at his grocery bill? What do you buy most of the time? I buy object A. Now you want B, so what? You have to do what you normally like more, or no, we follow the moment. Two major issues. Okay, now we also have this other issue, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that when everything is equal, you follow the Shiva Saminim, he's also Paskins, even though it's not complete, it is a Chatzi Pri. Chatzi pri shiva saminim will have kedima over a pri shalem that is not from the shiva saminim. Period. Now we go to the next category. Let's say we don't have among the collection the shiva saminim. We have apples and oranges, and you like them both the same. Which bracha should you make a bracha on first? In echad shalem, be echad ena shalem. If the apple is shalem and the orange has been cut off, the orange are slices of orange, then shalem odif. The next rule is you make a bracha on what is shalem. Okay. The chayim. Let's say we have two different brachos. One is ha'etz and one is ha'adama. Now here we get to another controversy. The Mishnah Berurah and the Ketz. Between eitz and ha'adama, the Ketz says there's no kedima. Make a brach on what is chaviv, even if it is a borei pri ha'adama. Now, why is that problematic? Because when you make the borei pri ha'adama, to some degree, you're exempting yourself from the borei pri ha'etz. A borei pri ha'etz is nichlal in a borei pri ha'adama. So there's a svara to say that you should make first the borei pri ha'etz, because you make the borei pri ha'etz, you're certainly not going to exempt the borei pri ha'adama. Because if you're going to make the borei pri ha'adama first, it might be a bracha shein etzricha. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, in my opinion, this is not a problem. if it's more chaviv to you to make a bracha on the vegetable, on the bari pri adama, go for it. Chaviv kedima, and we don't take into consideration any possibility that's a bracha shenetzichu, you're going to make a second bracha on the bari pri eitz. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah says, and after the Mishnah Berurah, yes, the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read you the whole thing. Kain pasku harbi acharonim, like what it says. No, the Mishnah Berurah passes like this. I take it back. I'm sorry. The Mishnah Berurah agrees to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Omnam yesh pasku levorech borei pri ha'etz kaidem borei pri adam b'chol oifen. Some disagree. You have a fruit and a vegetable. Even if you like the vegetable 100 times more than the fruit, I love the vegetable, you're not allowed to make a borei pri adam on the vegetable. You have to make a bracha borei pri ha'etz on the fruit first. Because now the Kafa Chaim, okay, that's the Sfardim, they say that's the Minig Olam. I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah and the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch said that's not the right thing to do. So I don't know why it says that's the Minig Olam. We learned yesterday when about learning the Megillah, you know, all these strange things about what is the Minig Olam. When the Mishnah Berurah says the other way around, we live in a generation today where the Mishnah Berurah became the halacha. Years ago, it wasn't like that. Well, I grew up as a little kid in the Mishnah Berurah. You know, it was a nice halachic sefer. What did you do? You did whatever was commonly done. People probably learned Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Alam. They were more trained in Kiddush Shulchan Aruch than they were trained in Mishnah Berurah. But lately, in this generation, today, the Mishnah Berurah is sacred. And so I don't know, when you have over here these things, they tell you that the Minhag Olam is not the Mishnah Berurah. Has that really changed today today we live a global world. There's no towns anymore. It's a global village. We live in the global village today. There's no difference. I don't know. So I don't know what to say. V'yeshayim shekena min ha'olam, not like what it says in the Kitzur and the Mishnah Berurah, but always to make a bari pri ha'etz first in order not to get into the problem of a bracha shen tzricha. V'yimino etz achshav chavul of yoiser afilu shetam b'chav b'yadama. Then he goes in. He makes things really complicated. Like we said before, what's called chaviv. So we discussed this chaviv, general chaviv, and the moment. Let's say in the moment, right now, I want to eat the fruit. So certainly you should make a bari pri eitz first. Ash afilu, even though shetam in mechab min adama el habach shachshav mechab yosem min adama el olchol oz lucholadeos mevarich al pri ho eitz koydem. If right now you enjoy the fruit, definitely make a bracha on the fruit, because it's preferred to make the bari pri eitz first, not the bari pri adama, not to get into a problem of a bracha she'ena tzricha. Okay, let's continue. V'im, middle of the simin. V'im shneim shavlo yivrach tila al zeshu mimin shiv. I'm sorry. Im kulam hein. Let's start again in the middle. V'chein im ein birchasim shavos el l'shechad birchasim bari pri eitz v'yechad birchasim bari pri adama shavlo yivrach al shneim imo echad chav olav yivrach tila al chaviv. Now he says the following chiddush. V'im shneim shavim lo yivrach tila al zeshu mimin shiva afilu hu chetzi. Vim ein b'neim shleimim oy shneim chaserim yaktim bari pri eitz lebari pri adam. So generally he says that, like, that's what really concluded, that if they're both the same to a person and none of them are shleimim.
No, what he's saying is that if you don't have a specific, so even if you have a min shiva that is a smaller, that's cut up, it still has kadima.
Kadima, because the min shiva so has kadima. But let's say the last words from ein b'neim shleimim or shneim chaserim yaktim, and they're both to you the same. Then generally, if they're both to you the same, and none of them are min shiva, and none of them are shleimim, then certainly you should make the bari pri eitz before you make the bari pri adama, because not to get involved in the issue of a bracha she'ena tzricha. The only time the Kitzur and the Mishnah Berurah said that you should make the bari pri adama first before you make the bari pri eitz is where the bari pri adama is chaviv to you more than the bari pri ha'etz.
Or it's
a min shiva. Or if it's a min shiva, then there'd be another exception. Correct. Halacha base, or if the eighth is complete, that would be another exception, and the eighth comes first. Correct. Base.
What's cool. Complete constitute? I mean, you're making a grape. You make it on grapes.
Yeah.
I'm eating from grapes.
Each grape is called complete. Yeah, each grape. Yeah, they not have a cluster of grapes. It means one grape is complete. Yeah. That's what it means. A grape is a fruit by itself.
It also means you would finish to eat the whole fruit.
No, I don't. Doesn't say that anywhere.
Okay, if you have a full apple and you have cut up pineapple or whatever, and you like them both, and you're going to take a shalem and you're going to cut a slice from the apple or take a bite, and then you're going to leave it all over.
Doesn't matter. When you make the bracha is chal on the haschala, not on the gemar. You don't know what's going to happen. After you take one bite, it might be so delicious you might consume the entire thing. You don't know what's going to happen in the future when it comes to food. How many times does it happen when you come in? I'm only going to eat this. You know what? I'm going to take another slice, another this, another that. You never know what's going to happen when it comes to food. Base in ein in kulam hei mimin shiva. Let's say all that. Here we come. This is a classic halacha. They're all mimin shiva. The shavim loy bechavivos, and they're all the same bechaviv. Tzarech lahakdim ezeh shegdimoy hapasuk. This is the classic halacha. It says in the pasuk eretz chita usoira. Ered zei shem nudvash. Whatever comes first in the pasuk as kedim and bracha, provided that it's closer to the word eretz. The eretz sarach lahakdim as zeh shekdimoy hapasuk. What comes first in the pasuk? The eretz basra shnei pasuk hifsek es haseder nimsa lefi zeh ki hatmarim dates koydim la'anavim. Why? Lefi shetamarim heim sheni eretz basra. What does the pasuk say? Eretz chita usoira gafen. Wait, what was that? Eretz. Too quick for me. Eretz chita usoira. The gefen, the acronym's wine. Uteina figs, rimon, and pomegranates.
Okay.
Oh, now eretz, that's five.
Yeah.
Eretz, zei shemen. Zei shemen is what? Zei shemen is olive oil. Zei shemen olives. Udvash, dates. Dvash are dates. So dvash is two after eretz. You start off with eretz. Eretz, chita, eretz. That's eretz. Chita, usa'oira.
So they're equal to eretz, those.
Gefen, usa'ena, v'rimoin. Then we start nochamol eretz, zeishemen, udvash. So dvash, honey, which is dates, is second after the word eretz. Whereas figs is fourth after eretz. So even though...
Come first.
What? Yes, mezonos always comes first. Yes, yes, chita. Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely, he says it beferish. Next halacha, wheat always, mezonos always comes first. But here you're dealing with wheat, barley, wine, grapes, and then figs. Figs and then pomegranates. So figs is fourth. So you would say, oh, figs is fourth, and dates is sixth. So what comes first? Four is before six. No. Four is four after the word eretz, but dates is two after the word eretz. Eretz olives, the zeishem udvash. So memela dates comes before figs. That's what he says over here. The eretz basra shem b'pasuk hifsek es haseder nimsa zeki tamarim, dates, which is two, koydim la'anavim, which is three. And the other example I gave you is tamarim also was going to be two, will come before figs, which is five. Lefisha tamarim heim sheni le'eretz basra, v'anovim heim shlishi le'eretz kama, v'davka anovim. This only to be eating grapes. But when it comes to one aval yayin, came shu davar chashuv v'kavel le'berach li'atzma, but yayin tintis davar chashuv. And Chazal made a special bracha by God for itself. Hu koydem l'chol ha'peros, yayin comes before all peros. Yayin is unique. If you want to drink wine, you want to eat fruit, you're going to make a bari priya gaf before you make a bracha on the fruits. Next, gimel hodi yesh malu lemin shiva dafka kishnigmar hapri. That's only when the fruit is complete; it's been fully ripened. Avol pri shalenigmar ein le maila deloy mishtamach kura b'midi deloy chazi. If it's unripened grapes, unripened figs, things are not complete, and you know then they don't have the kedima. V'chein machalos shloy keder chanosai. You're going to kosei schid. The person chews chita ein le kedima. If you're chewing wheat kernels, that's not the derech achila. Even though you're going to make a bari pri ha'adama, you're going to make a bari pri adama. You're going to make on wheat. But the ain loy kedima because he's not eating kederech ha'achil. That's also you don't even make the broch. You don't make a broch for eight when you eat wheat. You make a broch for adama. Plus, shetan fish with simin halacha dalid. In yesh the fun of zavish shibachos a broch for eight. I broch for adama. The gam zavish shibachos a shahakol. The roitz alechol mishneim. Of course, this pasha brochas broch for eight. Brochas broch for adama. Kedemes shein chashuvos. You make a broch for eight for adama. Before you make a shahakol, lefi shehein mivayroros yoyser. They're clearer. They're more specified. Shein and poitras elam elam min echad. The shahakol ibroch kolalas harbegaf. Even if it's more chaviv, it doesn't matter. This is where the rule of chav, even according to the kitzur, chav does not apply in this case. One more halacha: birchas mizonos kodemes gam lebirchas hayayin. Mizonos comes first, even for yayin. Mikol shekein hamotzi, and certainly hamotzi shari he kodemes gam lebirchas mina mizonos, because in the pasuk it comes first as well. In the pasuk, even though gaffin, we said that wine comes first. Geffen versus a very big malach, because Geffen, besides the fact that Yayin is a product of Geffen, and Yayin is number three. Since Yayin is number three, it's anyway very close to what Eretz in the Pasuk. And anyway, you're not going to be, it's close. But when it comes to Chita U'Soira, that's number one in the Pasuk, that always gets the first bracha. U'L'chei, we learned this before, when it comes to Shabbos, that's why you're supposed to cover the bread in order not to embarrass the bread, because really the bread should get the bracha first. Hamosi Yilech Meretz comes before Bar Priyag. Often, yeah. In order not to embarrass the bread, lechindiv v'shamas v'yomtiv k'shemakadosh al yain tzach lachasas tapas shlo yire boshtoy. What's its embarrassment? Shemakdimin loy birchas hayayin, that something else overtook it. V'chein, that's more ridiculous. What it means, boishas, his teaching with boishas, josh. When is it kedai to be embarrassed? Embarrassed when someone took away something that really that you're entitled to. When someone takes away what you're entitled to, that's boishas. So here's a very big chumra. We discussed, we went on a shiur on this. That in the morning when you eat mizonos, you're making kiddush and there's no bread on the table. Tzarech lechasoysen b'shas hakiddush. Now everyone agrees to this. This is a very big chiddush of the kiddush. Now everyone agrees to this. The reason why you cover it is because of the man. And the man was only in the Lechem Mishneh. The man was covered with tal milamata, tal milamala. That's another reason why you have to cover the bread. The tal, but so that's only true when it comes to the Lechem Mishneh. Now when it comes to mizonos on the table when you make kiddush, the Kesef says no, there's another reason why you have to cover the bread, cover them is because of the bracha, which one has kedima. So since there's kedima to make barmi and mizonos before making barmi and gofen, so it's like kedin, it's like a seder, it's a bachas for the mizonos. So you have to cover cookies and cake when you make kiddush. You go to a kiddush and shul, you're making kiddush, you're not supposed to make the kiddush in the presence right in front of cake and mizonos. You're being mevayish the mizonos because really it's entitled to get the bracha, so it should be covered, it should be moved to the side. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll pick up some more of these details tomorrow.